Let's get ready to study God's Word.
Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at biblestudy.asbzone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we have the privilege of coming together like this. We are grateful for your mercies and your goodness to us. And we pray, Lord, that the message that we present here will be a blessing and a benefit to others. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's study is entitled, Lead Us Not Into Temptation. And we're going to use this passage, not the one from the Lord's Prayer, which I did think about, but this one is from Matthew 26:41. And it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lead us not into temptation. There is a very interesting view that we have about temptation and about the Christian experience and about life in general, even when you talk to people that are not specifically focused on Christian issues or spiritual issues. I was talking to someone on social media a week ago or so, and the discussion about fidelity in relationships came up. The issue concerned a woman in a relationship who had gone off on some girl's night out or girl's weekend out and had engaged in foolish activities while out there, and her boyfriend became aware of it, and so he was done with her. And now she's lamenting after the fact because she's trying to reach him and he doesn't want to have anything to do with her. And a discussion came from that because it was a short, tiny video, right? 10 seconds or so. And a discussion came from that. And people were making comments on the fact that a lot of times when a man indicates to his girlfriend that he is uncomfortable with those kinds of her participating in those kinds of activities, that it is deemed as controlling and all these other kinds of negative things. And so the comment came up that that the man should trust his spouse or girlfriend, significant other, that they were making a more general statement, but that the man should trust the woman that he is dating or married to. And in the case of dating, if it turns out that they make bad decisions, well, it wasn't meant to be. Right? And that is a view that people have. The view is, you let whatever's going to happen happen, and if bad things happen, then you weren't supposed to be there or with that person or whatever the case is, right? But that's not a logical conclusion. It's not a prudent conclusion either. It's certainly not a conclusion that admits that sin exists and that there's a tempter, right? And I'm not saying this to absolve anyone of their responsibility for how things turn out. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it is possible for us to place ourselves in positions that are worse for us than had we placed ourselves in different positions. And having placed ourselves in those positions, we should avoid the issue. We should avoid those scenarios that would represent more trouble for us from a temptation and resistance standpoint, right? If you know, as an example, that you have difficulty avoiding wine and strong drink, then you shouldn't hang out in bars with your friends, right? God's goal is not for us to be right up on temptation and resisting it with all our might. Avoidance is a thing and a valuable thing. When Joseph was in Egypt and Potiphar's wife came to him, he fled. He didn't just stand around saying, nope, not going to do it. Nope, not going to do it. He fled the area. Okay? He fled the area. Because it didn't make any sense to stay there and have her caressing him or whatever she was going to try and do to allure him. He fled. I mean, obviously, she grabbed him. That's why when he fled, the coat remained in her hand. But the point is that we should not adopt the mindset that it doesn't matter how close we come to temptation or close we come to the situation, we just have to say no to those things that we're not supposed to do, right? Sure, we should not be committing fornication or adultery. But it would therefore be prudent not to put yourself in the place of someone of the opposite sex unguarded, right? The idea that you should have so much willpower, you should love your spouse enough, you should love God enough that you could be in that situation and not do anything. Those statements may be true, but you should not put yourself into those situations in an effort to prove or withstand to some great degree. Avoidance is a completely valid technique when it comes to sin. If you know that you're weaker when you're in a certain situation, avoid that situation. In 1 Samuel 21, we meet David, not yet king. We meet David, and this is when he goes to Nob to visit the high priest. And he goes there because he's running from Saul. He's kind of in a little bit of a panic, or at least he's wary of being chased all the time. And he goes there, and Abimelech feels that something is off, right? The Bible records it as saying, Abimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto him, why art thou alone and no man with thee? Okay. So David tells him some things, and the things that David tells him are lies. They're not accurate. And more things get said, and by the time we come to the end of this chapter, we're going to find that, well, actually, we have to get into the next chapter. When we get to the next chapter, we're going to find that Saul is going to learn that David was there, and Saul is going to end up killing the priests. Okay. David gets himself into trouble several times in the scriptures. The matter of Bathsheba, where he was in a place he wasn't supposed to be, at a time where he shouldn't have been. Here, he runs to Gath twice, And these are, again, situations that he shouldn't be involved in. David gets himself into trouble when David is not where he's supposed to be. It becomes harder to resist temptation when you're not where you're supposed to be. In the Lord's Prayer, Christ told us that we should pray that God would not lead us to temptation, but deliver us from evil. And it's important. That prayer is significant because it reminds us again that heading into the path of temptation is not prudent. Now, we live on a sinful planet, and we are trying to do the Lord's work, so we may be brought into circumstances where temptations will arise. But we have to be careful that we are not just getting ourselves as close to the edge as possible to prove either to ourselves or to others that we are on top of all of this. We should endeavor to avoid temptation that we don't have to embrace. Right? If your spouse or significant other is concerned that you associating with certain kinds of activities is a problem for your relationship, then consider that. Don't feel like, no, I can go there and prove that none of this has an impact on me. Don't do that. Better to avoid the place entirely. You're not going to be able to avoid every place. You're not going to be able to avoid every place. So you should choose wisely which places you need to focus in. Jesus says here, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So even when we are well-intentioned, our flesh may betray us. It's better to not be in a situation where you can be betrayed by your own feelings, your own emotions, right? We should be careful that we don't place ourselves in a position where we undermine our own spiritual existence and possibly physical existence, right? Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Don't put the weak flesh in a position where it creates regrets for us. So I want you to think about that as you go through your day, go through your week. There are things that you have a weakness for, and you have to understand how to avoid having that weakness be your downfall. Right? When it comes to temptation, it's important for us not to let it overwhelm us by putting ourselves in a position that we have no reason to put. Don't go there. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness to us. We thank you for your watch, care, and protection. We ask you to help us that we will recognize when there are things that tempt us and that we will move on from those temptations, that we'll avoid gravitating towards things that have a chance of weakening us, of causing us to stumble and fall. Please bless us, Lord. Keep us safe. We ask you to be with this ministry, be with those who hear it, and when time shall be no more, please save us in your kingdom, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at biblequestions@asbzone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and other Bible topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Google, Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share His holy word.